Hey guys, it's Mitch. We're not going to do a regular show like you're used to. We had a little bit of excitement last week with the press conference announcing the US All Pro team that will start in 2015. We were invited to the press conference and a whole bunch of us showed up in force. The club was super responsive to that and they were really happy to have us there. So what we're going to do instead was we were able to get a few interviews after the press conference and we're actually going to run those first. The first one you're going to hear is from USL Commissioner Tim Holt. He held court afterwards with the group of hooligans that was there, and I think everybody really enjoyed hearing what he had to say, and he was able to sit and answer a few questions with us. We had to use a handheld recorder because the equipment wasn't working very well, so we went ahead and did that. Then we were able to talk to Jeremy Allenbaugh, who's going to be the GM of the team. Jeremy has been in touch with us for a couple weeks now, making sure that we could establish a good relationship. Jeremy's incredibly appreciative of what we do and vice versa. It's been a great working relationship this past month with him, getting things ready for everything that's soon to come. And then the last person that we got to talk to was the coach of the team, Dale Shilley. Some will remember him from his AC St. Louis days. He was the last coach of the team and was a good guy to have around and had great stories to tell us in return. So we were pretty lucky to be able to sit down with him. And then after that, I'm actually going to go ahead and play the full press conference. It's about 45 minutes long. For those that either want to hear it again or weren't there and able to hear, we were able to put the recorder up on the podium that all the speakers were talking from. So that'll be a good little moment to hear for everybody and keep around if you wanted to hear. We'll probably have a new episode of This Is Silly next week. Jeremy is going to come on and hold court with us as well and tell everybody some more information that's been able to develop since then, answer a few questions, have a few beers hopefully with us, and we'll see what happens. So the first one's going to be Tim Holt. The second one will be Jeremy Allenbaugh. The third will be Coach Shilley. And then the press conference. Hope you enjoy.
Okay, we actually have technology working. Do you believe me?
It's low-tech tech, but we're here.
We'll do what we can. There is a smart card involved.
Okay.
So we're lucky.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brad.
We're lucky because we're here at Soccer Park, and we're being announced our USL Pro team, and we're lucky enough to have Tim Holt, USL President?
Yes.
I was going to say, what is the exact
Commissioner,
title?
President.
Chairman?
Czar?
Emperor?
Yeah, we're not caught up in titles.
Okay.
President.
Okay. So he joined us for the big announcement today, which is pretty awesome that you come out to these things. I mean, you could easily just sit in an office and piss-posh away everybody and say, yes, you can have a team. But you actually come and meet the people, and that's lucky for us, I'd say.
I'd say it's lucky for me. It's awesome for me. It's one of the best parts of the job is to be able to get here, and you can sort of feed off the energy that the people have of having a team come to their market. So I've done a number of these expansion announcements, been fortunate, and especially in recent years, and some exciting ones, well-attended from a media and fan standpoint. This one's a little bit extra special, I think, just because of the significance of St. Louis and its rich soccer heritage and what it means in, you know, sort of American soccer. So to be able to announce that USL Pro is bringing a team for next season to St. Louis with this type of facility, this type of ownership group, this type of supporters club is pretty special.
I think he says that to all the guys. You're all special. You're all important.
Well, but, I mean, you hit on a great point. Virtually every professional league that has existed or is thinking about existing always mentions St. Louis as a market they want to be in.
Sure.
We're lucky enough, and you're lucky enough, I think, that it's kind of coming together with you guys, and we're all real happy about it. But how do you think St. Louis stacks up with some of the other new expansion teams from this year, like Sacramento or Oklahoma City, LA Galaxy 2, and then, of course, moving into next year with Colorado Switchbacks, Tulsa, and, well, we've heard rumors of others, but I'm sure you'll be making more announcements as we go on. But.
Yeah, our new teams are setting the bar pretty high this past weekend. We had 20,000 fans in Sacramento. We had a sellout in Oklahoma City. The guys in Tulsa and Colorado Springs are making. Thank you.
John delivering making, a scarf here.
We're making significant progress, but you say, well, how will St. Louis match up? You know, St. Louis doesn't take a backseat to anybody in terms of how it's going to match up, and it's just a matter of you know, just execution and activation of getting people excited about this. You don't have to teach the sport here, but it's a very discerning soccer market. So, you know, people that follow the sport, if the product on the field isn't good and the fan experience isn't top-notch and good and they don't believe in the people that are behind it, they're not going to show up. And that's different in this market than in other markets where there isn't that sort of history of soccer. So we have every reason to believe that St. Louis USL Pro is not only going to be a good franchise, but one of the strongest in our league for a number of years to come.
Awesome. Well, thanks for meeting with us, Tim, and thanks for coming to St. Louis. We're very excited to have you here.
Pleasure. Can't wait to get back and see you game.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Softballs.
All softballs. Yeah. All softballs for our new guest here today, the new general manager of the Chupacabras, because we're not calling him anything but.
Yeah, that's already come up. We'll address that issue.
Jeremy Allenbaugh, everybody. How's it going?
Doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on. Appreciate you having me here.
Could you have a bad day today?
Today? Well, it could have been a bad day. It almost was a bad day a couple times, but no, it's a great day.
So we've been talking with Jeremy for a while. We've been lucky enough that, you know, he contacted us early on in the process and worked this out with us, and we were pretty stoked to be here today. I mean, you can't get much better than that, to see everybody come and tell you you're getting a team. I mean,
yeah.
That's pretty damn awesome. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm looking out the window here at Soccer Park, and I see the Jumbotron just flashing, St. Louis USL Pro 2015. It gives me the chills a little bit.
You're also standing by the door, and it's cold out.
That could be
So, Brad, you got questions.
I got a couple questions for you, Jeremy, here.
All right, let's have them.
First one, and this one is going to be important to every St. Louisan, every fan who's thinking about coming out to a game. What kind of beer do you guys serve at the concession stand?
What kind of beer do we not serve? I think we have a lot of different things. So
I did
looking
see a sign for Six Row on tap.
Yep, Six Row is on tap, and we're gonna move a couple different brands in here as well. And you know, we got.
So we'll have.
If you like beer, there's a pretty good chance we're gonna have something that you'll like.
And I did notice that the beer cooler is padlocked right now.
Well, since we told you guys ahead of time that you know you can't have an announcement without supporters, we figured you were coming, and we had to put the cable lock on.
Next question is also very important to a lot of people. Do we know anything about the color scheme or the name / logo of the team? Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, so our plans, and we discussed it a little bit today, but the big thing is this is St. Louis's team. You know, it's not St. Louis Scott Gallagher's team. It's the city's team. It's the supporters' team. It's the guy that lives on, you know, this side of the river, that side of the river. So, you know, we're going to involve the community into it. We're going to get feedback. We're going to solicit some different ideas on some you know, a little bit on the branding and the names. We know Chupacabras will be one that will get thrown at us a lot, so that's okay. Color scheme, obviously blue will be in it. You see that here today, white. Where we go from there, we're not sure, but naming, logos, colors, all that, we're looking somewhere around that other soccer event happened in June. It's World Cup. That's what it is. So we'll do it sometime around there.
Okay.
I thought he was talking about tryouts for like a U9 team or something.
So it'll be another excuse to get together, have a few beers, and talk about something.
Absolutely.
All right.
Do we have anywhere to drink beers, Brad?
We'll probably be doing some stuff at ITAP
this summer.
Yeah, just maybe.
Okay.
next question is about the fan experience. When we were here with AC St. Louis, and I know this is you weren't here at this time, there were a lot of smoke bombs. There were a lot of banners, flags, streamers.
People falling over those stairs.
We don't want that again, but... the fact that you reached out to us says you want supporter culture involved, but people want to know about the smoke bombs, so we have to ask, will there be smoke bombs?
The answer is I do not know on the smoke bombs. What I've been told is it's a city or a county issue, but just knowing you guys for the last couple of weeks and the experience that, you know, if it's an issue, I'm sure we're going to find other ways to make it the best, you know, supporter section in USL Pro. So whether we can have smoke bombs or not, I'll find out. You'll be the first, second, and then everybody else will find out right after them. But I don't think that's going to hold us back. And I think the other night we talked about it a little bit, and, you know, Bird brought up some ideas. We don't need smoke bombs. We can do this. We can do that. So if we can have them, we'll definitely have them. If we can't, we'll sort our way through it.
The next question is from Jason McAdams. He wants to know, there's a 5,000-person capacity here at Soccer Park. Do you have any plans to expand? Because hopefully we'll need it. Hopefully we'll be busting out of this within the first couple of games.
If we need it, we'll expand. I think those are those would be glorious problems to have. But if you look around the league and you look around soccer in general, having this thing full on a nightly basis, that's the goal. That's the expectations. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of people make it happen. But if we get to that point, we're not going to close the gates. We're going to find ways to make it bigger and to accommodate everyone that needs to be in here.
Awesome. I think that's pretty much it that we've got. Somebody wanted to know if the, you know, Gallagher owning the team, if this is going to make their dues go up.
So we have a Gallagher member in St. Louis again, so that's nice. Or maybe they're just tweeting out to
they,
you.
They probably just tweeted. They're just worried about their checkbook. Are they going to have to pay more now that they, you guys bought a team?
No, they do not have to pay more now.
It's pretty much a separate entity. Even though it's within it,
it's a separate entity within it. You know, and as I think Jim hit it on the head today, that you know, we've got the infrastructure. We've got, you know, where we're standing here today. We don't have to wait to build a stadium. We don't have to play, no offense to other groups, we don't have to play in a minor league baseball park. And we have a soccer-specific stadium, and as Bill McDermott said today, the first one. So there's a lot of reasons why it makes sense, but the biggest reason it makes sense is because it's St. Louis, and we need this, and we want this.
Okay. Well, great to talk to you, Jeremy.
Brad has one last question. He wants to know where your sinks are.
No.
We discussed sinks the other night, and I think we closed all the bathrooms around this little part for the sink usage.
Oh, there is one more serious question. A lot of people have been asking. I know you're going to say no comment, but I have to ask, is any word on an MLS affiliate for this new team?
What's an MLS affiliate? No. We're very, very far along in our discussions. We've visited with a couple different franchises, and we're very well along with one of them. And, you know, what it does is it gives us another reason to get together and celebrate when that happens here in the next couple months.
So we're fully expecting there will be an MLS team affiliated with this new team in St. Louis.
Yep.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah. I think you just said it.
Okay. Yay.
Thanks,
or as
Jeremy.
Tiger Woods says, good question, next question.
Wow.
Thanks, Jeremy. We're sitting here with the new coach just named today of the St. Louis USL Pro Team, Dale Shilley. I was going to say, do you remember us from the AC days? But obviously he does. He's talking about the time Liz sang the national anthem. And so you remember the days in the corner.
I remember the days in the corner. I remember shaking everybody's hand at the after the last game of the year. I remember it well.
We remember you well. Obviously, no matter what happened with the team, the soccer actually improved quite a bit when you took over, and the games were a lot more fun to watch, and so when we heard your name, we were all very excited to welcome you back.
Yeah, I mean, obviously those days were a learning experience for all of us, a lot of fun working with the guys. We actually just got a couple texts from some of the players. Troy Cole just sent me
a nice
text. Yep, I don't know where he's at, but but yeah, those were great days for all of us, a lot of fun.
I think one of the things that excites us and about the future of soccer here is the fact that you might be working with some younger, talented players on their way up. I mean, we all remember, you know, through your connections, you brought in Luis Gil, you brought in Warner, you brought in Shuler. We had some quality young players here, and I like to think that you had a lot to do with shaping the players they are today. You going to take credit for Luis Gil?
No. No, I won't take credit for Luis Gil. But I think I counted six players that we had at different points during that year that ended up getting time in the MLS. So
nice.
We had Shuler, we had Gil, we had Warner, we had Mike Videra,
Duffy,
we had Alec Duffy,
yeah,
and now Mark Bloom.
Yeah,
that's right.
Awesome.
He's starting in Toronto now. He's played every minute, I think, so far this year.
So, yeah, that's quite a legacy for a short time you had, and hopefully you'll have more time this year.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know,
Although I want to make it clear, he was not fired or let go. He would have still been there. The team just left him.
Right.
So really,
that's
it's
right.
just picking up from 4 years
right,
later.
Just,
you know,
he's been on hiatus.
Yeah.
But that's what we've done as youth coaches for our whole life is try to create future opportunities for players. You get a hold of these guys at a certain age, whether they're 12 or whether they're 22, and you're just trying to help them through it and try to make them better so that they have another opportunity at some point. And that's what that was about with those guys.
Awesome. It's one of the big things that's changed in the last 4 years is soccer has taken off in the United States in general, hopefully here in St. Louis too. I think we'll beat the numbers that we had at AC St. Louis. Are you looking forward to the new revitalized crowds coming out?
Yeah, I can't wait. I felt like that we had a chance to do it back then. It just didn't work out. I remember, you know, the first game, I believe there's 6,000 people are here or so here in the first game of for AC St. Louis, and it's I just feel like that we can get those same sort of numbers. We can sustain it over time, no question in my mind.
We were just talking to Jeremy. We want to create a problem for him. We want to make him put on some expansion seating out here. So you're going to put together an exciting brand of soccer. We're going to make a crowd a fun place to be, and I think it'll all work this time.
It's a great partnership.
All right. Thanks, Dale. Thanks for coming out, and we're excited to have you on the team.
And I can tell you guys that I was happy as heck when I saw you guys walk in.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Everybody, if you could begin to take your seats, please. Plenty of room up front. Have a seat. Great to see such a nice turnout. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for coming out for today's announcement. My name is Bill McDermott. Very exciting time for soccer here in the United States. The present grows and nearly, just about, almost hourly. It's likewise an exciting time, very exciting time for soccer here in the city of St. Louis. Three huge friendlies here last year. You're doubtlessly aware of what transpired here at Busch Stadium in the Edward Jones Dome. Chelsea, Manchester City, just 4 days after their season completed. Inter Milan, Real Madrid, with, yes, Cristiano Ronaldo, not to be named the Ballon d'Or winner, but the greatest player in the world was here in St. Louis, played at the Edward Jones Dome, trained at Herman Stadium. And Bosnia-Herzegovina against Argentina. No Lionel Messi, unfortunately, he was injured, but one of my favorite sons who played soccer at St. Louis University, Vinadi Bisevic, he comes back. He's the guy who just happened to score the goal that put Bosnia-Herzegovina into the very first World Cup, one of St. Louis's favorite sons. By the way, they're returning to play the Ivory Coast on Friday night, May 30th, at the Edward Jones Dome. Another one of our favorite sons, St. Louis University's all-time leading scorer, and clearly one of the best players for the United States national team that's ever put on a national team shirt, Brian McBride, was elected to the National Soccer Hall of Fame. So for sure, exciting times for soccer in and around the St. Louis area, all culminating with today's news. In actuality, this has really been transpiring. It's been coming for a long time. And now that time is right. So is the demand. As you look around here at the soccer park, you see the structure, the infrastructure, everything. The facilities are already here. They're obviously here. Domestically, and yes, even in some ways around the world, worldwide, the sport in our country comes back to St. Louis. Lest we forget, it's September 29th, 1950, Belo Horizonte, Brazil, Mineiro Stadium, before a scant crowd of 10,151 people. The United States defeats England in a World Cup game. How could that happen? How could that happen when a group of part-timers defeats the then favorite to win the 1950 World Cup? Five St. Louisans were in the starting 11. Frank Borghi, Charlie Colombo, Harry Keogh, Gino Periani, Frank Pee Wee Wallace. A sixth player, Bobby Annis, likewise from St. Louis, didn't play in that particular game. Then Mike Sorber at the 1994 World Cup. After countless St. Louisans, way too many to mention, represented the United States in that brief 44-year gap. More recently, local players have made their mark locally, nationally, and some even internationally, from the start of MLS in 1996. Steve Trichu, Pat Noonan, Steve Ralston, Taylor Twellman, Will Bruin, Tim Ream, and Brad Davis. That's just to name a few. Prior to that, Bobby Keogh, Pat McBride, Al Trost, all National Soccer Hall of Famers. And how about this venue? This venue in particular. When the United States qualified for the World Cup in 1990, after a 40-year absence, the soccer park was the United States' home field. I've already mentioned how soccer in the United States has a newfound awareness, a new respectability, a new recognizability. One of the absolute main reasons, soccer-specific stadiums. It makes it all work. And the St. Louis Soccer Park was the first soccer-specific venue way back in the early 1980s. Joe Havelange, the then president of FIFA, when he was entertaining the idea with the whole FIFA committee of bringing the World Cup to the United States in 1994, had heard about the St. Louis Soccer Park. He wanted to see it firsthand. He brings the whole FIFA delegation. I saw this happen with my own eyes. They were more than impressed. They were flabbergasted, as a matter of fact. And they said at the time, if a company the size of Anheuser-Busch is indeed willing to put this much interest and money in soccer to devote time and, again, that all-important monetary aspect to this facility, then the United States must be the place to hold the World Cup. What a decision. The most successful World Cup in the history of the event, dating way back to 1930. 68,991 people, average attendance per game. In a sense, having the World Cup here in the United States can be traced back to Anheuser-Busch. And in particular, another proud St. Louisan, the president of Anheuser-Busch at the time, Denny Long. They were the prime movers. Anheuser-Busch, a proud St. Louis corporate citizen, and the World Cup's first global sponsor. Even more recently, it's become quite fashionable for famous club teams and even national teams to come to the United States to play friendlies. I talked about the three friendlies here last year. But again, St. Louis was way ahead of this trend, this welcome trend. Liverpool in 1953, Everton in 56, Manchester City in 58. That didn't happen at rehearsal. Manchester United in 1960, Liverpool again in 1964, all at Public School Stadium, all against the CYC All-Stars. Glasgow Celtic, Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, they all came to play in the city of St. Louis. In short, St. Louis knew about, has fostered continually, and welcomed the world's game long before it became cachet. So given this rich, abundant history, and as the sport becomes even more popular, more encompassing in our country, we in St. Louis have to ask ourselves, are we still contributing to the growth of soccer in our country? I certainly think so. And with this announcement today, we're fortunate indeed to again be a part of the national landscape. Let's face it, as custodians of our multi-layered history, we owe it to our predecessors to keep St. Louis soccer significant. This is the city of St. Louis and St. Louis soccer playing as one. Now, a lot of people were heavily involved in making this day possible, but the two guys to my far right were the most intimately involved. The chief financial officer at Worldwide Technology, Inc., former soccer player at St. Louis University, is Tom Strunk. Let's hear it for Tom. And I mentioned prime movers. Tom is indeed one. These are people who make things happen. Here's the man who had the vision, along with Tom, to know that the time was right for today's announcement. The chief executive officer of Worldwide Technology, Inc., and president of the St. Louis Scott Gallagher Board of Directors, a nice welcome for Jim Cavanaugh. Now, USL Pro has been around since 1986 in different incarnations, different branding systems. The Pro Division, beginning in 1983, predating MLS by quite a few years, which began in 1986 at Spartan Stadium in San Jose, California. Now the current model has been in operation since 2011. The last 18 months have been very, very good for the league. And the affiliation with MLS obviously is huge. It's big. It doesn't, however, define this league. But here to tell us more about it is the president of USL Pro, Tim Holm. Tim?
Thank you, Bill. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed an honor to be part of such a historic and significant day, not only for USL Pro, but for St. Louis soccer. It's been a long time in the making. And let me echo Bill's comments about what an exciting, remarkable period of time that we're in the midst of right now in American professional soccer. I've been involved in this less time than a lot of people in the room, but involved in the professional game in this country for the better part of two decades, and have constantly heard, as many of you have heard on fields and wherever you go, when's soccer going to make it? When's American professional soccer going to make it? in this country. That's happening before our eyes. It's happening dramatically each and every day, especially over the last 5 years. Just take a look at the proliferation of soccer-specific stadiums, the growth of the supporters' culture, which has transformed the fan experience at each and every one of our games, increased attendance at pro games and all levels of professional soccer, outdoor professional soccer in the United States, and unprecedented TV ratings for all kinds of soccer, both domestic and international. Something special is happening in this sport right now in this country. So we talk about timing. Timing is everything, and timing's outstanding, and we're thrilled by the timing of what's happening here today. A great deal of credit for the growth of the sport in this country goes to the U.S. Soccer Federation, the national teams, and to Major League Soccer, but undeniably, USL Pro has played and continues to play an enormous and significant role in the growth of professional soccer in the United States. And as positive as our present is, we believe that our future is even brighter. The continued objective of USL Pro is to be the strongest, best-operated outdoor men's professional soccer league in the United States, below and in support of Major League Soccer. We further reinforced that today by adding St. Louis as our 17th USL Pro franchise. They will begin competition in the 2015 USL Pro season. They join an expansion class announced to date of Colorado Springs Switchbacks and the Tulsa Roughnecks. St. Louis is the third, but in all likelihood not the last expansion team for that will begin in the 2015 season. In 2014, the competition ongoing right now in USL Pro, we have 14 teams playing in what has become truly a national league with a national footprint and a national identity, with expansion teams this season in Sacramento, the Sacramento Republic, FC, Oklahoma City Energy, and in L.A., in Los Angeles, with L.A. Galaxy 2 being the first owned and operated Major League Soccer club. Coincidentally, this past weekend was the opening home weekend for both of our expansion teams, Sacramento and Oklahoma City. Both sold out games. Oklahoma City sold out their 4,000-seat stadium. Sacramento sold out their 20,000-seat stadium. So when you look at lower division professional soccer and you start to see some of the fan support in these numbers, it's not surprising to us, but very, very exciting as to where the future holds. So as we continue to develop this league with a national identity and national footprint, we're also simultaneously embracing a model for lower division professional soccer that we think is long-term viable and economically sensible for team owners. And that, in part, is a regionalized footprint for competition. So as we continue to grow and expand this league into markets like Oklahoma City and Tulsa, and Sacramento and St. Louis, we're developing regional footprints. Ultimately, the vision for this league is three conferences, a Western, a Central, and an Eastern conference that play largely self-contained schedules with crossover play. So we're trying to enhance rivalries, create new competition, and be the league for the future in the United States. I'd like to take the opportunity to talk about three very significant league partners of ours, in no specific order. On the corporate partner side, Nike Soccer, and thank them for their support. They've been a longtime sponsor of USL Pro. They're going to be a longtime sponsor of USL Pro, everything from the match ball to outfitting our teams. We also know that they're a huge supporter and sponsor of St. Louis Scott Gallagher, and we think a lot of the synergies there will be good for both. Obviously, it's a leading brand in the world, and we're glad to be associated with that brand. Also, YouTube. YouTube, in conjunction with Google, YouTube is the platform by which we stream all USL Pro games live. All USL Pro games played, regular season and playoffs, are streamed, produced at the local level, and available to fans free around the world. So that's another partnership we're very proud of. And last but certainly not least would be our partnership with Major League Soccer, which Bill had alluded to, which is as significant as any initiative that we have, but also, as Bill mentioned, doesn't singularly define who and what we are as a league. Yeah. 18 months ago, we undertook this formal partnership affiliation between the leagues with USL Pro and MLS to grow the sport of professional soccer at all levels in the United States and Canada. The results of the first 18 months have been nothing short of extraordinary. Despite a short amount of lead time in the 2013 season, we had four teams that were formal affiliates with one another, and we're also able to implement interleague play, meaningful games for the USL Pro and MLS Reserve League. We've built upon this with the full offseason in 2014, expanding the number of teams that have affiliations from 4 to 11. They said if I was really good, I could do this in the dark also at the same time. It's a tester. In 2014, which is this season, we have 11 teams that are affiliated between USL Pro and Major League Soccer. In addition to that, and this is a very significant development that we've had, is the LA Galaxy have become the first team to own and operate their own USL Pro team. They're called LA Galaxy 2. It's essentially their B team, and they play in our league. Other MLS teams are looking at this model, and we anticipate several more for the 2015 season. In fact, it's anticipated for 2015 that all Major League Soccer teams will either have a USL Pro affiliate or own and operate their own USL Pro team. So the level of integration right now that we have with Major League Soccer is good for the sport. It's good for our league. It's good for Major League Soccer from a player development standpoint. And if there's ever been a win-win-win in American soccer, this is it. It's different levels of professional soccer working together for the betterment of the sport as a whole. So there's your primer for USL Pro. But you could read a lot of that on our website and find it on the internet. And it's not the reason that I'm here and our Vice President Jake Edwards is here today. We're here because of these gentlemen. We're here because of this club. We're here because of this market and this city and its heritage. I could never articulate as well and with as much passion as Bill did about what St. Louis means to American soccer. You all know that if you're in this room right now. That's not lost on us. So the significance of being able to say that we're expanding with a professional soccer team in our league into St. Louis is fantastic. But it's only fantastic as long as the ownership group behind this team has what we look for and has what it takes not only to put a successful team and club out there and be part of the community, but also have that success be sustainable over time. And we finally feel very comfortable that we have that. And people like Jim Cavanaugh, and Tom Strunk, and Patrick Berry, Jeremy Allenbaugh, all the way through, Dale Schilly, these are as good as you're going to get in any market in terms of experience, operating businesses, operating sports, their involvement in soccer, their soccer pedigree second to none, their community involved and engaged in everything that they do personally and as a club, and really feel very strongly that this is St. Louis's team. It's going to be owned and operated by SLG Pro, which is the Scott Gallagher club, but it's St. Louis's team. It's the professional soccer team for this entire city. And I'll tell you, we've been at this for a while. We were absolutely blown away by their business plan, all the level of detail, how they're going to engage, why this is going to be successful. But beyond else, we have a supreme confidence in their ability to execute. So not only do we think that this St. Louis USL Pro team will be a strong professional soccer franchise, we think it'll be one of the best franchises in the league. And I know I'm setting the bar pretty high for these guys, but they're up to the challenge. And so our faith and confidence in them couldn't be any higher. And we're grateful for the faith and confidence and support that they've shown us by selecting our league for their team. Not much more to cover. It's an exciting day. I know you want to hear from a few more of the people, especially the people that are behind this team. So without further ado, I'd like to make this all official. If I could ask Jim and Tom to come up front, along with Jake, the vice president of USL Pro, so that we can dispense with the formalities and formally award this franchise.
On behalf of USL Pro, it's our pleasure to announce our 17th and most recent expansion franchise to St. Louis, to SLG Pro, Tom Cavanaugh and Tom Strunk. Jim Cavanaugh, Tom Strunk.
Secondly, I was delegated one job and one responsibility, and that was to be the guy with the clicker. So I was supposed to click on a actual video we had here for Tim and the USL Pro. So I'm going to hit on that, play with that. And as that's going through, I would also I would ask you all to think about two things that I'm going to talk about. Two points that I would like you to think about. What is really critical to the short-term and long-term success of a USL Pro team in St. Louis? So what do you believe that we need to have in place? You're looking at two or three critical things to really make sure that this pro team that we have is not only successful short-term, but successful long-term. And that's what I'm going to talk about. So that being said, we're going to play a quick video here of the USL Pro. And then I'll be looking for some pearls of wisdom from you. Did I miss it? Back one. Sorry. Okay. All right. So what I want to talk about a little bit here is the two things. What's really critical to our short-term and long-term success. And as we move forward, these are the things, if I looked at it across the board. One is the demand and interest for professional soccer in St. Louis. And if you think about the things that Bill walked through, think about the things that Tim talked about, what's going on not only in St. Louis, what's going on domestically, what's going on globally regarding soccer, the demand is incredible. So when we look at then specifically what's going on in St. Louis, and I believe if you look at that, the demand and the interest for soccer is at an all-time high. And timing is absolutely right to bring a professional team to St. Louis. The other piece that I want to talk about, and I'm just going to share with you, and I think pictures speak 1,000 words, is just some of the things that we have in place today from a management, a leadership perspective, but also the physical infrastructure that I believe an organization needs to have in place to really drive a successful team and a successful organization. So with that being said, I'm actually going to try to work through the clicker one more time here. We've got one more video that we'd like to play where we've received feedback from soccer enthusiasts in St. Louis and soccer experts in St. Louis. Just what are they thinking in regards to a USL Pro team coming to St. Louis? So I'd like to play that.
The best sports town has a new home team.
Professional soccer is back.
Back in St. Louis.
Back in St. Louis.
Back in St. Louis.
Back where it belongs.
I can't wait.
Are you in?
Are you in?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
See you at the park.
See you at the park.
We will see you at the park.
I think it's
perfect opportunity for the youth players to be able to really have a connect, identify with those players, and to say that's what it takes to be a professional player.
We have more kids playing soccer today than football and baseball and basketball together. Everybody loves to play soccer, but I hope they're going to win, too.
The USL Pro is doing very well. One of the games the other night just had over 20,000 people at the game. I just think it's the right time.
The outdoor professional team is the perfect time right now, mainly because I feel the ownership that's behind it is going to do it the right way.
The city that is the birthplace of the popularity of the sport in our country. Any degree of newfound cachet is directly attributable to what the city of St. Louis started for the sport of soccer well over a century ago.
So what do you think? Do you guys think the timing is right to bring a professional team to St. Louis? So I completely agree with you. And, oh, by the way, did anybody see Daryl Duran in that picture? Where is Big Daryl? He's now, that guy actually was playing college when I was playing, and he's still playing. I think he's 68 years old, and he's playing. I'm just kidding. He's a great guy and a good friend. So when I look at this again, soccer has a lot of history, and I think timing is right to bring that team. But just because we have a passion and we have a desire to have a professional team here doesn't mean we should if we don't have the infrastructure. So I feel very good about the board that we have in place at the St. Louis Scott Gallagher Soccer Club and now our USL Pro team. Feel very good about the leadership team, the directors that we have here, and I feel great about the staff and the passion that they have to the game and doing the right thing and giving back to the community. So I also feel that we need to have the physical infrastructure. So I'm going to walk you through just a few slides that we have that show the infrastructure that the club has and now the professional team has, our USL Pro team has, today. We could literally put on a professional game tonight. I know the staff wouldn't be ecstatic about that based on the short notice, but we could do that based on the infrastructure. So these are just two pictures that I have that basically demonstrate some events that we've had out at the park here. And keep in mind, the club owns this entire infrastructure, so we really control our own destiny. Oop, my clicker's not working. This is another game. And again, what I'd also like to articulate and communicate to everybody is we're really driving to create an experience here at the park where it's more than just a soccer game, where people are really having a great time and understand what this means to our community and really enjoy coming out and interacting with all the folks that are participating. Just like this group, I'm not sure if you noticed this group over here that we have, and we appreciate all you guys coming out and your support. We want that kind of energy at the games, at every game. I would also like to show just some of the infrastructure. We have a fan shop in place today, and one of our board members, Kip Keller, funded this fan shop, and he also is in this specific business, but helped build out the expertise in regards to how to run that from a retail perspective. And, oh, by the way, the fan shop is just out the door and to the right. It's a little cool out today. If you need a jacket or anything on outside, as you move out of the park, feel free to go pick one up. Also want to show concessions. And these are all things that people take for granted, but we have in place today. We upgraded the point-of-sale system that we have, the wireless infrastructure for the entire park. So this is infrastructure that is required to bring a professional team in to do a first-class job of supporting it. So feel very good about that. Excuse me, I'll go back one. Oops. Our performance training facility that we have in place today. We have not only the facility that's down at the end of the campus that's in place today that really drive, you know, when you look at agility, strength training, more specialty training that is required when it's building out high caliber teams and professional teams. So we feel very good. And We have the trainers in place, like a Nick Caruso, who run a lot of that operation. I'd also like to say very important that we have sponsorships in place. And again, we don't have them all, but we have what we consider the anchor tenants worldwide, who I have some influence over, is a major sponsor, and we're a $1 million sponsor with the new team coming in. We also have other sponsors that have made commitments, Nike, Pepsi, Soccer Master. David Bursick here, national team player and played a number of years with Soccer Master. So thanks, Dave, for your support. LHM, another supporter and sponsor. And if you know of any, or if there's any people in the audience that would like to be a sponsor and affiliated, please call me, call Pat Barry. We'd love to talk to you. The other one that I think is very, very important, and I'm about to close out my piece here, is our outreach program. This is a program that is in place today, and it's active. It's a living, breathing operation that we have, that the 4,000 or so kids that we have in the club that is now a part of the USL Pro team are actively involved with reaching out to our community. So if you look at different organizations, and most of the organizations that we're associated with are tied back to organizations that are helping kids in need. So when you look at these building blankets, supporting backpacks with different things in them, also St. Patrick's Center, which you see some of the directors of the club that were participating in a fundraising event for St. Patrick's Center. So we think it's very important, not only for the club, our entire organization and the USL Pro team will be connected to the community and will be giving back to the community. So one additional slide that the St. Louis Scott Gallagher organization and Worldwide Technology team together to do the actual funding of the funding and building out of a specific school in Haiti. So you look at this, we not only helped fund and build out the school, but we actually took over jerseys, soccer shoes, soccer balls. And you can see a number of the locals basically wearing our uniforms over there. So again, it's not just giving back to the local community, it's giving back anywhere we can. And we think it's absolutely very important to us. So from my perspective, I hope you see what I look at across the board is the demand and the interest for a professional team here in St. Louis. And based on all of your participation today, everything we're seeing, what Bill had to say, what Tim had to say, what we're seeing in a community both throughout the entire United States in regards to the demand for soccer, we absolutely think the timing is right. We also believe you can't just do it if you're passionate about it. You actually have to have the plan, you got to have the leadership, and you have to have the operational infrastructure in place and be prepared to execute, and I think we are. So I'm very excited about where we are today and bringing this team in, and I'm glad that you all could be here today. So with that being said, I'm going to ask Bill to come back up, and he's going to introduce our coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim, and to you and Tom Strunk, yet again, thank you very much for your continued support of the sport in our community, of this club, and this new venture. Thank you very much. On behalf of anyone who's ever touched or kicked a soccer ball in the city of St. Louis, thank you very much. It's only appropriate that a St. Louis team be coached by a St. Louisan. This guy went to Rosary High School, then on to college. He played at Florida International, where they won an NCAA Division II championship in 1982. Most recently, he's been the director of St. Louis Scott Gallagher Metro and coaching their academy team. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice welcome for the coach of this new squadron, USL Pro, Dale Schilly. Dale?
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I would say 30-some-odd minutes ago I was nervous. At this point, I'm just hungry. It's an honor to be named as the head coach, so the first head coach for the St. Louis USL Pro team. First, though, you know, like Bill and I think everybody in the room, just a few thank yous. Thank you to Jim Cavanaugh and Tom Strunk. Their mentorship and guidance has led us here. Without their leadership, we would not be in this position today. We wouldn't be having this press conference. Thank you to USL Pro, particularly Tim Holt and Jake Edwards. Look forward to competing in the league and we look forward to helping grow the league as well. Finally, and most importantly, thank you to the St. Louis soccer community and all of the players and coaches that have knocked down so many doors for all of us that have followed you, for your extreme passion for the sport. I'm looking forward to seeing how impactful we can be in this community together. I'm very excited that another level of outdoor pro soccer is coming to St. Louis and ecstatic to be a part of it. St. Louisans have watched the outdoor game grow around the country. We have seen stadiums filled with spectators. We have watched new franchises being awarded in various leagues. Now, finally, we get to take part. St. Louis has a team that others can point towards. Now it's our job as soccer enthusiasts to keep it, support it, and grow it. Being named the franchise's first head coach is a privilege and an honor. But that being said, it's a huge challenge. I've watched a number of USL games here recently, and the level of the game is very, very high. There's very, very good players, international players, American players, athletic, technical. The level's very high. The coaching is very good. Preki out in Sacramento, Adrian Heath in Orlando, Jimmy Nielsen in Oklahoma City, Billy Betcher, a St. Louis guy up in Harrisburg. So the level of coaching and organization of the teams is very good. And then when you look at the crowd and the crowds that these teams are drawing and the longevity of some of the organizations, the front offices are well organized as well. There are a number of first-rate organizations that are part of USL Pro. But you know what? We're organized as well. We have a front office staff that the framework's been started and built. We have a GM in place. We have the head coach in place. We're getting ready to finalize the balance of our technical staff. Additionally, we've started a player identification scouting system where we're identifying players from across the country and internationally that we can put a good team together for next year. Well, a venture like this is loaded with challenges. We believe in our structure. We believe and we're confident that our coaching experiences will help us compete in a very competitive league. We're excited for this challenge. But I'm most excited for the city, the community, the St. Louligans, and all other St. Louisans who have waited so long for a team to call their own. The city now has that team. The soccer community, who has talked about this day forever, can now talk about this team. Finally, the St. Louligans can share their passion in an outdoor professional venue. Again, thank you very much. I'm honored and humbled to be the first coach of St. Louis USL Pro. I'm looking forward to the upcoming challenges. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. I have new knees. I get to wear number 10. I don't defend. I only play in the center circle. I don't tackle, and I'm always announced last. He already said he has plenty of players like that. Jim Cavanaugh mentioned our sponsors, and he mentioned one guy by name. He is here. I'd like you to meet David Bursick from Soccer Master. Ambush just began operations last year. Let's meet their president, owner Brian Haynes, his wife, Leah. And Brian Roth is with us as well. And their head coach, still playing, Daryl Duran. No, he's not actually still doing it, but he's still coaching. Someone else I'd like you to meet, the owner, the coach of St. Louis Fire and Ice. Let's meet Lindsay Kennedy Eversmeyer. Lindsay. Nearly begin to introduce everybody here who has a soccer background or influences soccer, but I'd like you to meet the president of the St. Louis Soccer Hall of Fame, Jim Leaker. Congratulations on winning the Masters, Jim. And finally, the only guy in the room who is a member of the National Soccer Hall of Fame. We talked about the tradition, the history of St. Louis soccer. This was the first American signed in the then NPSL to become the NASL, one of the greatest players, not just in St. Louis, but his midfield work still holds up as one of the greatest Americans ever. Pat McBride. Got to close things out. Jim Cavanaugh. Jim?
So I think, as they say, you need to be able to read your audience. I'll read in the audience, and the audience looks hungry. So thank you very much for your support. We appreciate it. We really do need your support moving forward. But thank you for being here. This is exciting times for St. Louis Scott Gallagher, our USL Pro team. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate you all coming out and supporting us. Thank you.
I think you probably have